This episode is sponsored by Jacobson Real Estate Company. Are you ready to find your dream home? Or maybe you're thinking about selling and want the best deal possible? Well, look no further. At Jacobson Real Estate Company, we make buying or selling your home smooth, stress-free, and exciting. With 50-plus years of experience and a deep knowledge of the Winona, Minnesota area market, we specialize in turning your real estate goals into reality. Whether it's finding that perfect neighborhood, negotiating top dollar for your property, or answering all of your questions along the way, we're here for you. Plus, with our personalized approach, you're not just a client, you're family. So why wait? Let Jacobson Real Estate Company open the door to your future. Call us today at 507-313-2716 or visit our website at jacobsonrealestatecompany.com. Because your next chapter starts here. Buy, sell, invest. Jacobson Real Estate Company. Welcome to this week's edition of Brews and Crews. I am your host, Chris Jacobson. And today I have a Ghostbusters theme podcast, but there's way more to the story than that. But right now I have a husband and wife team. Doug and Savannah Meyer are here today to join us and talk about the Ghostbusters, but in a more detailed aspect. But before we do so, I got a couple beers. If you want one, take one. One's a Citronado. It's a hazy IPA, and the other one's kind of a hazy dank IPA, I would call it. So if you love them, great, but it's from 608 Brewing, which was just on a couple weeks ago.
All right.
You open mine.
She's been driving all night.
All day long,
so why not?
And let's have a big cheers, everyone.
All right.
Thank you.
Cheers.
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 Perfect. Let's have a sip quick. And let's get into this because this is, you know, Doug, I've seen you around many, many times promoting Ghostbusters. However, there's more to the story than that, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you are part of a group called the River Valley Ghostbusters. Is that correct?
Yuppers.
So what is this? Because you go to car shows all over the place, I believe, as far as I know. And you have a Ghostbuster car, or many are part of this group. Is that correct?
Yeah.
All right. So what is your involvement in it as well? And Savannah, as you too?
Well, we have to go all the way back when.
This is where you get your beer. It's going to be a long story.
This is going to be a long story.
That's good. That's what we need the story.
Well, let's see. I started dressing up as a Ghostbuster probably around 2006, give or take, for a Halloween costume. So started that up wearing the Ghostbusters costume just for, as a Halloween thing. Then I started going to comic book conventions.
All right.
Met up with a couple of Ghostbusters in Chicago. And then found out there was Ghostbuster franchises. And one thing led to another. Knowing that there's Ghostbuster franchises in a bunch of other cities. And then they all have their own patches. And they all have their own vehicles. So I started the Ghostbusters group here in the Winona area called the River Valley Ghostbusters. In fact, it was called the Mississippi River Valley Ghostbusters. But, you know, trying to call it the Mississippi River Valley Ghostbusters, such a long name. So we shortened it down to River Valley Ghostbusters.
That's right. And it's much easier,
a lot better to branch out and call it the River Valley Ghostbusters and cover such a better area. And I think I've had the River Valley Ghostbusters group start around for like since 2013. I think was our official start of being that group since 2013 with our official logo. And oh boy, time flies when you're having fun with that and doing car shows, parades, and everything in between, doing that, birthday parties, comic book conventions. Oh, it's a little bit of everything involved with that.
Now, you said you dressed up as a Ghostbuster back in, what you say, 2006-ish?
Yeah.
And now, is it because you like the movie franchise? Or?
Oh, yeah. In fact, it started off with the cartoon show, The Real Ghostbusters.
Okay.
And that was, I blame my brother for that one. It's all his fault because he was the original Ghostbusters fanatic in the family. And that was all him because naturally... it started as something that he liked and I had to like because he liked it. So if anyone wants to blame anybody on me being a Ghostbusters fan, it's all of him. It's his fault that I'm a Ghostbusters fanatic. But yeah, it's because of The Real Ghostbusters. I love watching the cartoon. In fact, I still watch the Real Ghostbusters cartoon right now. Savannah will see me watching the cartoon to this day, and she'll hear the voices and the voice actors, especially Lorenzo Music, who does the voice of Garfield. She'll hear his voice, and she's like, "That's Garfield." And I go, "No, no, no, that's Dr. Peter Venkman." All
right. Now, Savannah, I gotta go over to you here. Are you as big as Doug is into this?
No, I say I married into it. Perfect. I really didn't know much about it. Like, you know, I maybe watched it like once.
Sure.
You know, like normal people.
Yep.
But I probably didn't see much or anything until we married into it, and then I learned that I was going to be a fanatic too.
All right. So now, how has that evolved for you then, becoming someone that never really probably watched it, never really cared much about it, and now all of a sudden I married into it, and now I'm a Ghostbusters fanatic?
So not only do we have, I drive the Ecto.
Okay.
And that's everywhere. So people wave at us. Kids wave at us. I wave back. And it's usually when Doug's not with me. Sure. So that's even more fun. I plan an event called Ecto Cruise every year.
Okay. I saw that's coming up soon.
Yep.
In June. We'll talk more about that then.
Yep. And so I plan that. And we're going into our sixth year.
You're going into your sixth year of that then. Okay. So it started pre-COVID then.
Yeah.
All right. Yep. Now, I have never seen the Ghostbusters, so forgive me, Doug.
It's okay.
I've never seen it. I mean, obviously, it seems like it's a classic movie that everyone seems to love. How many are there of that? I want to say there's like three, maybe. There's the first one. I feel like there's a second one. There's a recent one, and I feel like I'm way off now because of your reaction.
It all depends on if you count the women's one or not. Some people count the women's, and some people don't.
So I saw a portion of that one only because I was at a friend's house.
It's one of those big, big debates.
All right.
What
like
we call
Pluto. It's like Pluto is a planet. It's in a big debate, right?
See, it's one of those big, big debates. Because right now, they're what we call the original universe. It's right now because with the new movie that just came out like 2 years ago, it's four in the original universe. And then we have the women's Ghostbuster movie, which right now with that one, there's a lot of people a lot of the original guys, they don't really like. But me and Savannah, we love that women's Ghostbusters
movie. I like the
women's
movie. One.
She loves that one. I like that movie. We don't have a hatred against it. In fact, Savannah and I, we agree to it. In fact, we're totally we're for that one because, in fact, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have a renaissance of people liking Ghostbusters when... a lot of times when we go to events, people wouldn't even know who Ghostbusters were if it weren't for the women Ghostbusters movie coming out.
That's true, because the other ones came out a long time ago. In the 80s, right?
And a lot of times we would have people go, oh, they're too early. They're too young to see Ghostbusters. Yeah. So that's what happened when the new Ghostbusters, what the women came out, and all of a sudden they're like, kids knew who they were, and most of the times they all ran up to her with the Ghostbusters.
You know, that makes sense, though, because of the fact that, you know, a kid that's maybe 10 years old sees and they go, they don't know anything about the original Ghostbusters, so they see a female participating in this, and they go, oh, we know that, and then all of a sudden they go back and they go, wait, oh, there was more before that. So I think that's pretty cool, too. Now, I got to watch the Ghostbusters because I've never seen it before, though. Now, I got another question. How did it get started, this group that you're doing? Because what does the group do, I guess? What is the mission behind the group first?
What we like to do with the River Valley Ghostbusters is just have fun. I like to always say it doesn't matter whether you have the full jumpsuit like I do, where it has the proton pack, the ghost trap, the PKE meter, you know, head-to-toe gear like I do, or just a t-shirt and blue jeans. You know, you don't have to have it. You know, as long as the passion is there or you just have a good representation of the community, I don't have a problem with you being a part of it. You, as long as you have fun doing what you do, join up, you know, and just be, you know, who you are.
Sure.
And just be who you are and, you know, be a part of the real River Valley Ghostbusters.
Now, Savannah, for you, is this easy for you, or are you a full dress up like Doug is, or are you going to just wear the t-shirt and some pants maybe?
It all depends. It depends on the day, honestly.
Okay.
I don't really do the full dress up. I do have my own dress now.
You have a dress?
Yes, I have a dress.
Okay.
And so I will wear that sometimes. So Ecto Cruise is a few days, and sometimes they cosplay.
Okay.
On the first day, and then they're like, okay, I'll just wear a t-shirt. So on the first day, I might cosplay, and then I might, like, just wear a t-shirt.
Sure.
So
you can't do it every day, right?
Right.
Okay, okay.
Especially sometimes when it's, like, it's when we do Ecto Cruise, it's the first week of June, and it's, like, 85 degrees, and a lot of us are wearing the full jumpsuit, and you're just pretty much just sweating, and it's just like, nope, we're good. 85 degrees to 90, when you're wearing all that, you're just like, nope.
Because it's a long sleeve, long pants, sure. Zip up, and it's a heavy material.
You just want a t-shirt and jeans and t-shirt and shorts and call it a good day.
So you, I was looking at your Facebook group. How many people are part of River Valley Ghostbusters?
You're looking at them.
Right now, it's just us.
Okay.
Right now, it's just us. We've had a couple members come and go because of situations where they move. That's the thing is, we've had a couple people where they'll come and go because, unfortunately, a guy, he came to a couple events, then he said, unfortunately, I got to move to Texas. I have to go back to Texas. And I'm like, oh, darn it. You know, of course, you know. So, you know, we're always looking for members, like I said, you know. So we're not totally, you know, we're not saying, you know, we're always looking for people. As long as, you know, like I said, you know, t-shirts, you know, pants, you know, whatever, you know. We're not, you know, just a helpful smile.
So what does Ecto mean? I guess I'm coming from a person that has never seen it.
Ecto is the Ghostbuster car.
Oh, the Ghostbuster car is the Ecto.
Yeah, you know, like the white car that they go zooming around in?
Yeah, no.
That's the Ecto.
Well, isn't it in the original, isn't it like a station wagon or something?
A hearse.
A hearse, okay. Mm-hmm. Now, what do you have one of those?
Do we have
one of those?
No.
I've seen you stand by something similar or a station wagon.
Yes. Here's the thing is, a lot of people like to ask this about a lot of our cars is, most of the time when people see our Ghostbuster cars, they go, well, it's not like the original hearse. And I'm like, well, you try finding a 59 Cadillac hearse and you give us a call, you know,
sure.
Because a lot of times is when you see one, you know, a lot of people don't realize this. If you don't know, they only made 100 of those cars.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They've only made 100. 59 Cadillac millimeter hearse combos.
So it's a 1959 Cadillac hearse specific,
yes.
Huh?
Yes, and they only made 100 of those. So that's why when you find one, it's a real rare find.
So what is your Ecto then that you
a lot of the Ghostbusters community, we like to make ours like kind of more modern. A few Ghostbuster groups that we know, they have a lot of Ectos that are police vehicle models.
Okay.
I know Andy, he's a part of the Wisconsin Ghostbusters. He has a 1963 hearse. That his is pretty much the closest to what you're going to probably see in the Midwest for an Ecto.
Okay.
For the best that you're going to see for the classic hearse. A lot of others are going to be...
It really varies all the way from like a bike to a truck to a car.
A bike?
SUV. Like we have an SUV. So it all varies. Everyone has a different variation.
Okay, so Savannah, what's your SUV then that you guys have?
We have an Equinox.
An Equinox?
Yep.
And I assume it's white.
Yes, of course. Okay,
and you've decorated it, I assume.
So here's the fun story. It was decorated because we had to get a different car this year.
Okay.
Because of other reasons.
Unfortunately, our car that we had bit the dust this past winter.
So because that happens.
And so the ghosts had busted you.
Yeah.
The ghosts have busted
you.
Yeah,
I guess
so. So we had to get a new car this winter.
Okay.
So... this year for Ecto Cruise, we are unveiling our new Ecto. So,
oh, so you aren't going to share that? You have to come.
Yeah, it's not dressed up yet.
It's not fully decorated yet. In fact, this week we were going to put the decals on.
Okay.
So
now, when you have to make your Ecto, what is required for the decals that must be on her, or what's required? It sounds like you can have anything from a bike to an SUV to a hearse if you wanted to. Maybe even a limo. That'd be really cool, I think. But what's got to be on the Ecto then to make it into the Ecto, quote unquote?
It all varies. Everyone does things differently. I would say like lights have the no ghosts. You know, like the ghosts and the no.
Yes, with the cross or the X through it. Yep.
Some people do like the hazardness on the sides.
Okay.
Like the yellow and black.
Yep.
That's what
that's basically it.
That's what's fun about everybody in the community is they can do whatever they want with their own car. Is they can do however they want. And what they like and what we like to do about Ecto Cruises is when they all come together for Ecto Cruises, they all like to show each other's car and see what they can modify and share and say, ooh, can we do that with our car? And they can all like kind of work and put together and put in a new item on their Ecto.
Now, I might be putting you on the spot here, and you're getting close to beating me to my own question, but my question is, what's the most unique Ecto you've seen out there so far? Is there one that just like, how the heck did they do that, or that is the coolest thing I've seen? In my mind, I'll let you think about this, if I saw someone show up with a white limo that was decked out in Ecto, that would be so cool, I think. But
we haven't seen that yet. Yet.
Yet.
I don't think we... It's so hard to really say because everyone has their unique things.
Sure.
Some people put slime on it. Some people put pink slime on it.
Okay.
Which we thought that was cool. So we, of course, had to put slime on our car.
Of course. Of course you had to.
Yep. We've seen a guy from Michigan who has recreated his vehicle to look just like, I kid you not, detailed from detail, like one of the toys from the real Ghostbusters toys.
Really?
Just detailed from detail, from slime to the from the stickers.
Holy cow.
It's perfect. It's like, and it's from like an Ecto, it's like a HHR. It was like,
okay. Well, I saw a group photo on your Facebook page and I saw an HHR on there.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's the same one that you're talking about, but I could see that because those kind of look like modern versions of a hearse, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And like a compact SUV. So now you guys have one that you're unveiling. Who is more into the decorating or detailing of it? Is it both of you? One of you? Who's more into that?
I would say both of us, yeah, okay. But I put on the decals.
You put them on, all right.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's your specialty, Savannah.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. I think she's more into the planning. I'm kind of the one that likes to be like, ooh, you know, can we try this? And, you know, but I think she's more of the finer details and how this is.
Sure.
Because I know that she has been, she is like one of the better ones of that. Because she has been one of the more sneaky of the Ecto planning than anything. Because, in fact, she's done more of the Ectoing of the cars than I have.
The Ectoing.
I like to throw in a little surprises before Ecto Cruise.
Okay, sounds good. Now, I want to ask you then, is this just a group that you're getting for people to that just love Ghostbusters, or mm-hmm. is there like a fundraising aspect behind it? Because some people do car cruises for fundraising. I wasn't sure if that was what this is all about.
So the main part of it is to network with each other.
Okay.
Because they come from different parts of the Midwest. We're mm-hmm. trying to get a little further, but with gas increasing over COVID, people don't want to travel as far, which we understand. And so, but we're trying to fundraise this year for the Baraboo Children's Museum.
The Baraboo Children's Museum.
Mm-hmm. Is it the museum?
Yep.
No, I don't think that's right.
No, it is. The Baraboo Children's Museum.
Okay.
It is.
Well, that's all, and that's just over in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's in Baraboo.
So then is this a once a year happening, the Ecto Cruise?
It happens every June.
Every June, okay.
On Ghostbusters Day.
Okay, we're going to get more into that because that just brought up a whole other slew of questions. So it's actually for a fundraising. And that's mm-hmm. what I love about that. And now there's another guy I thought that has the hearse, or maybe mm-hmm. he comes to the car show and used to stand with him.
Mm-hmm.
Is he part of your group, or is he part of a different group?
We separated apart.
Okay.
Just because we have moved.
Oh,
so
sure.
We just separated apart.
So you moved to a new area, and mm-hmm. now it's a different... Okay.
Correct.
So now you're the only two.
Yep.
And you're looking for more members.
Yep.
Exactly.
So let's get into the Ecto Cruise that's coming up. When's the date of that, first of all?
June 6th through the 8th.
Oh, so it's a multi-day event.
Yes, it is.
So how do you... Okay, so then you said, Savannah, that there is a Ghostbusters Day. Had mm-hmm. no idea that this is a thing.
Oh, yeah.
What is that date?
It is June 8th.
June 8th. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what happens if it falls on a weekday? You just go the closest weekend?
We do the closest weekend.
Okay. Gotcha. So what's the meetup? What's the idea? What's going on for these 3 days?
We have a few things coming up.
Awesome.
So on Friday, we have, you meet at El Ringling Brewery.
I've been there for my bachelor party.
Did you like it?
It was so unique inside there.
Yeah,
it was
pretty cool.
Was there a balcony around there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was in there and we showed up because I had my bachelor party in Wisconsin Dells area. We went to Baraboo because we also went to the Driftless Glen. And I said, well, there's a brewery here. It's called Ringling. I'm like, that sounds like a circus act mm-hmm. to me. It was so unique in there. It was like, it looked like an old gymnasium. That had, to me, this would look like, what the stage looked like, if I remember right, and there might have been, there was like a balcony up there. It was the weirdest thing, but so cool at the same time. I love breweries, so you're talking to a guy that just absolutely loves breweries. And when I see something unique like that, that's so cool. So that's actually where you guys are meeting up at.
Yep.
Okay.
So as people come into town, they can come in, get dinner, get a drink, and you just sit down and talk with each other.
Sure.
Yep.
Now, are you trying to meet up with other groups that have Ghostbuster groups?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's the idea of the event, is to network with each other. They exchange ideas of, okay, I'm doing this with my Ecto. What are you doing with yours?
So it's just really a get-together, and then you're trying to fundraise as well.
Correct.
And what is awesome about the Al Ringling Brewery is they even have a Ghostbusters-themed beer they are doing for that weekend, called the Stay Puffed Beer, where it's a marshmallow porter.
No kidding.
Right.
Yes. See, now I know when you're talking about that, that's a like big giant marshmallow man that was walking around. So I know certain parts of Ghostbusters. I just have never seen it. Now,
he just had a kid. He's going to have to brush up on his skills.
She's probably going to love the women's one because she's a little girl.
Right.
And she actually just puked up on me. And this is on this sweatshirt specifically. Now, when this comes out, it's been a couple weeks. So now she's about 3 weeks old when this comes out. But I just want to go back to when this is all happening. So you said June 6th. Mm-hmm. So that's on a Friday. And then you just meet down there mm-hmm. in Baraboo.
Correct.
Okay. Now, even though you're called the River Valley, you're going to Baraboo.
Mm-hmm.
And is there a reason for Baraboo other than you're raising money for the Baraboo Children's Museum? Or how'd you plan that one?
Okay. So Wisconsin Dells is most central to where most of the chapters are.
That makes sense.
So people from Duluth, the Twin Cities, Madison, Chicago area, they all come.
Sure.
And so it's most central.
Okay. And that's a good place to meet, is Wisconsin Dells area. There's just so much to do there for everyone. But you're right. If you're coming from Chicago or you're coming all the way from the cities, pretty central location with plenty of things to do. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's awesome. And how many people do you think will come? Or how do you expect?
So what's been really cool, over the last 6 years, we've increased every year. So the first year it was like 6 people, and this year we think it's going to be about 50.
Well, that'll be fun.
But everyone's, you know, you don't have to dress up as, you know, you don't have to put Ghostbuster gear on. So everyone's welcome.
You can just come in and enjoy it, huh?
Right.
Now I'm looking at your group here because you have the June 6th through June 8th. And so what do you plan on doing then throughout the weekend? What's the idea there? Because, you know, they have Auto Motion there, and I know a little bit about it. I've never been there, but I know it's just a gathering of people that just love cars. And this is a gathering of people who love Ghostbusters and Ectos, obviously. So what else do you, what's the other plans that are happening?
So on Saturday, we take the cars from stop to stop to stop. That's the cruise part, because you can't actually, like, well, you could cruise, but okay, you want people to interact. So we start out at the Children's Museum, the Baraboo Children's Museum. They're going to do some activities, some photos. So if you love Ghostbusters, that's the weekend that you go. You get pictures with the cars. You get pictures with us.
Sure.
With whoever.
That's awesome.
And then we just go to different places, and then we're going to end up at Old Baraboo Inn.
Old Baraboo Inn. Okay.
Yes, which is a haunted, I think it's a haunted bar.
That sounds amazing. Mm. That sounds so fun. So then you'll be busting ghosts, I assume, that are underage, of course.
Yep.
Underage ghosts are busted. You're out.
Actually, children can come. Obviously, they can't drink.
Correct, yeah.
But everyone is actually welcome into Old Baraboo Inn.
Oh, that's awesome, then.
And one of our Ghostbuster friends is actually going to lead a ghost hunt at the Old Baraboo. So an actual Ghostbuster will lead a ghost hunt at the Old Baraboo Inn. So,
well, that's okay. So do you expect that? Like, is it going to be a night thing, right?
Yeah, it is going to be the night.
Stay overnight?
Not staying
We're
overnight.
Not staying there overnight.
No, wait, hold on. Not happening. Not happening.
Okay, so I'm looking at some of these photos on here, and I love this because it's kind of cool. I'm just looking at your Facebook page, because if anybody wants to get part of this, River Valley Ghostbusters, and actually, you have quite a following, actually. You got 1,400 followers-ish, so that's pretty good, but you're the only two in the group. We need to get more people, huh?
Right. We need more friends.
So why do people... I mean, you got a lot of following. You got more than I do by about double on Brews and Crews podcast, so... Like, people must love this. It must be like a...
It's a lot of Ghostbuster fanatics, a lot of, like, parents of kids, because we do events like Boo at the Zoo, those kind of events, too.
Oh, Boo at the Zoo. I love it. That's great.
Well, and then they see the car driving around, you know. They see, you know, follow us at, you know, River
Does
Valley
that work? Does that work?
Yes, follow it does. Us?
Well, yeah, when you see the Ghostbusters car, of course, you know.
I mean, yeah, you know. Someone's going all out, right? That's a good idea. So I'm looking at some of this stuff on here, and you were just talking about you have multiple stops that you're going to do throughout the weekend. Is that, or Saturday, is it?
Yep. On Saturday, yep.
So what are some of the stops that you plan on doing? Is it all around Baraboo? Is it around the Dells area,
it's
too?
It's in Baraboo mainly.
Specific, okay.
Now I have to remember the order.
Well, no, you don't need to know the order.
It's just on there, I swear.
I know.
Just know some of the stops. That would be the best part.
I know Ponderosa is one.
I love the Ponderosa. That is our guarantee. That is our guaranteed stop is the Ponderosa.
Okay.
That is one of the last remaining Ponderosa steak buffets.
So Ponderosa is a steak buffet, huh?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Last We're going remaining. To go mini golfing.
Mm-hmm. Mini golfing?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, I love
that will be
golfing.
In the Dells.
That will be in the Dells, okay. Mm-hmm. So are you? So how dressed up are you getting, guys?
So on the first day, we will probably cosplay, and then...
And then tone it
I'll
back,
I'll be wearing
possibly.
This famous
it
shirt.
Depends. It depends on how the weather is.
Well, okay. I looked, and it's supposed to be somewhat warm, like you were saying, but I am looking at what you guys are wearing.
Most of the time, you know... Yeah.
Oh, there we are. I'm in my dress.
I don't know if you can see this online, but if you're not, you got to tune on over and just go to the River Valley's Ghostbuster page. And
that
you'll
is
see,
adorable looking core.
You'll
couple.
See Doug and Savannah, and they are wearing the dress, as you said, because I was wondering, what does that mean? Because I've seen Doug dress up many times at the car
You're
shows.
Like, oh, that's old news.
Yeah, that's old news. So I was wondering how you dress up, and you have, like, basically the man's version of the women's version of a dress for Ghostbusters. That's cool.
Exactly.
And did you come up with that, or was that something you found?
Actually, a little girl came up to me in her gear, and she had a dress just like that. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I need that. So I had to go find the adult version.
That's great. That's great. So, and you were saying a lot of kids come up to you when they see your car, especially they wave at you. Doug, did it happen to you or?
No, they're
scared of you
because
you're a pretty tall dude.
Yeah, they see the 6'3" guy like,
oh, God.
Nah, I'm out.
I'm out.
They see her. They're like, I love this lady.
She's approachable.
They see the big 6'3" guy. Nah, I'm done.
And then what do you do on like the last day? Is there something specific that you do on the last day?
So on Sunday, because we really encourage our, you know, these people are from Chicago and Duluth and the Twin Cities. So they are people that aren't from the area. I really encourage them to go shopping in Baraboo or the Dells.
Sure.
Just to bring, these are tourist towns. And if you've lived in a tourist town, you know it can be hard. Mm-hmm. And so I encourage them to go shopping. And so we're having, I forgot what it's called, a shop hop. There's a fun name. I can't remember it. But to go shopping and to support the local businesses.
Okay. Now, how did the Ecto Cruises get started? Was it by you two or did another chapter start doing this?
Nope, it's all us.
It's all us.
And you have gotten roughly 50 people that are going to show up because of you two.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so even though you are a two-person Ghostbusters crew in this area, which is the Winona, Minnesota, River Valley area, that's where we're at right now, but you've gotten people from Chicago, from Duluth, all come and meet up at one spot.
It all comes down to networking. As you know, it's important to network. Sure. And a friend will be like, oh, you need to come to this. This was so much fun. We did this and this and this. And even though you've gone to the Dells a zillion times, you haven't gone as a Ghostbuster.
And the Dells, you can dress up as anything you want there. No one will think twice about it. Right. And that's what's great about it. Now, there's another part that I had to ask you about because I've seen it on your website or on your Facebook page. It's something about the Anderson Hotel in Wabasha. What's your involvement with that? And what is the Anderson Hotel, I guess? It's a haunted hotel?
So it all ties together.
Okay.
We now are moving to Wabasha, and we actually both work there. So I am the hotel manager there.
Okay.
And he does a little bit other stuff.
Yep. In fact, during the spooky season, I like to refer to it as, we are doing ghost tours.
Of the Anderson Hotel?
Of the Anderson House Hotel.
Is it known to be haunted?
It is.
It definitely
actually
is
haunted.
Ooh, I'm going to have to come there this year.
So during September and October, you get a ghost bus tour of the Anderson House Hotel.
Okay, now I got a question. Have you actually experienced anything?
Actually, yes.
Okay.
A few times.
We both have.
Okay. Well, I want to hear a couple stories from you.
Spoilers. No.
You got to come.
You need to come and experience it yourself.
I can certainly do that because that sounds exciting. And
that's a whole nother experience for you.
You mean being a brand new father wasn't enough?
It might be up there.
So if we want to, it's just in Wabasha, Minnesota then?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. And what else? So it's an actual functioning hotel.
Yeah, it's a full operating hotel.
Does anybody just come there just because they want to hopefully get spooked?
Sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes.
Okay. We have also Parafair in January.
What's Parafair?
It's basically a fair for paranormal things.
Oh, gosh, why have I not heard about all this? I've heard of the Eagle Center.
We're working on it.
I've heard of Slippery's. I've heard of the Eagle Center there.
Yep.
Parafair sounds pretty
fun. We are a skip and a hop from the Eagle Center.
In fact, if the car didn't break down like 2 weeks before Parafair, we would have had the car there.
And when is Parafair again?
It's in January.
I think it's January 10th or 11th.
Oh, wow. Right in the cold season.
Right. Yep.
I would have expected it to be when you said September, October.
Oh, no.
Nope.
No, Parafair. Okay. Now that is something great.
Gotta.
So you were talking about there's different chapters and around the area. And yours is called the River Valley.
Mm-hmm.
How many chapters are going to come to the Ecto Cruise? Do you know? Like, is there a bunch of them? Is there only one in Chicago? Or is there multiple in Chicago?
Let's see. I think, let's see, who's confirmed? We have the West Central Ghostbusters out of Chippewa Valley.
Okay.
We have us, obviously, the Wisconsin Ghostbusters. We have the Allentown Ghostbusters. Let's see, I believe we have...
You have the Duluth.
The which... Twin Ports Ghostbusters out of Duluth. We have, I think, some of the Windy City Ghostbusters, the Madison Ghostbusters. Oh my goodness, it's
I say about 10.
Do you each have like your own logo and patch?
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No shit, huh?
Yeah, all of us got our own patch, and they all have like its own unique symbol, mm-hmm. and it's.
Do all the chapters kind of meet up at Cosplay or what do you call it?
Comic-Con? Yeah.
You guys meet up there?
That's how you met. And met other Ghostbusters, and that's how it grew. Yep.
Perfect.
And then
okay.
I came along.
And then she came along and kind of went,
I don't know what that means. I'm going to say it was a positive thing.
So what happened is he told me about the idea about Ecto Cruz.
Okay.
He wanted all the Ghostbusters to network, and I just kind of like, okay, let's make it happen.
Oh, and he was probably like, oh, that was easy. Now what?
So that we made it happen.
Actually, that was how Ecto Cruz came about, was during a Comic-Con. We were coming back from a Chicago Comic-Con after we just met one of the real Ghostbuster voice actors. Mm-hmm. And we're saying how there was a lot of Ghostbusters. We just had a bunch of Ghostbusters. And we're like, and we all knew there was a lot of cars. And we're like, why don't we all have a group gathering with all these cars? And then all of a sudden we spark, why didn't we do it in Wisconsin Dells?
That's a good idea. Central Point.
That's what happens.
Yep. Now, if someone wants to get involved with either the River Valley Ghostbusters crew, or if they just want to come to the Ecto Cruise, how can they get involved in this?
Facebook.
So for River Valley Ghostbusters, they can reach out on Facebook.
And that's for you two. That's your chapter.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
For Ecto Cruz, you would want to go to our Facebook. We have a sister Facebook.
Okay.
And you can just show up mm-hmm. and be like, hey, I want to be part of this. And then you will be gathered up with 50 Ghostbusters.
Sure.
Just bond the cars. It's not that
You don't
that
have
hard.
To sign up. You don't have to register. You just join.
You just show up and join. And yeah,
it's a free event.
It's a relaxed event, too, it sounds like. It sounds like, yeah, and I could come there with a Viper, right? A Dodge Viper. And you guys wouldn't care as long
just
as I was
just not a Corvette, please.
No Corvette. Oh, Corvettes are shunned. Corvettes are shunned. No, I'm just kidding.
In fact, coincidentally, during Ecto Cruise, there's always a group of Corvettes that come to Wisconsin Dells. And they call it the Corvette Club. And they always have a parade. Coincidentally, during Ecto Cruise parade time.
Well, you guys have to do your parade then, too.
Right.
So we always say that darn Corvette Club always causing shenanigans.
Now you see why there's no Corvettes in our...
I guess so. Yeah, it's right on the same weekend. So you probably not going to get any to show up because they have their own thing going on. But there's so many car clubs out there. I know that there's just... There's like little cult followings for everything. And I think the Ghostbusters is kind of a cult following thing. I feel like that's just kind of...
But we let everyone in.
Right, yes. Yeah, I'm just saying like the movie in general is kind of a cult classic, I feel. Everyone just... It's a strange concept, but a cool concept at the same time that everyone just seemed to love. And I don't know why.
So when your daughter gets a little older, you can start her with the cartoons.
Start
her
with the cartoon first. Mm.
Yep.
I always say start with the cartoons. It's not as scary.
It's not as
scary.
Were the movies actually somewhat kind of supposed to be scary?
Sometimes. A lot of people are like, oh, it's too scary with the movies. And I'm like,
Marshmallow giant man walking around doesn't seem too scary, but maybe.
There's moments.
There's moments.
Sometimes. I'd always say just go with cartoons. And
sure. Well, as we're starting to wind down here with the podcast, I want to ask you some maybe more fun questions of what is some of the most memorable situations you've had so far since starting this? Because for you, Doug, it seems like it's a long time coming. For you, Savannah, it seems like it's maybe just more recent, quote-unquote recent, like 2013-ish, it sounds like. What are some of the most memorable things that have happened because of this group of the River Valley Ghostbusters crew? Do you have a certain maybe situation that happened? You go, gosh. Or maybe it's a bunch of them that happened. You're like, man, this was just, I'm so glad we started this, and this is why it just was awesome. Anything that comes to mind?
I like seeing all the friendships join up.
Sure.
For example, the Michigan guy, I think he had problems with his engine, and the guys in Windy City actually can work on cars, and they were able to help him for just, like, he only had to pay for the parts.
Sure.
So friendships like that are really helpful.
Yeah.
There's friendships in Duluth and, like, Chippewa Falls. They created a really nice friendship, too. And I don't know if they would have met otherwise. And maybe they would have.
Okay. Doug, do you have anything? Because that is a really nice quality to have. It's just a group of people that are together because they love this one thing. And you know what? We built a friendship and relationship because of that. And it's probably something you never would have met before.
Mm-hmm. I just like seeing the reactions out of people when they just don't expect it. When they're just like just minding their business. And then they all of a sudden they just see, you know, they're just, you know, casually. And all of a sudden they see the cars, especially with the lights and the sirens going, and they go, holy shit, it's the Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
You mean like when they see one car,
and then they see another. See two,
and then it's like and then five or
they,
six cars.
They think we're like legit, and we think we're real. And they're like, I thought you guys, it's just a movie. And then we just like, you know, yeah, we're legit, guys. Yeah. And then we like pull the stuff out, and we like pretend like we're real. And then they're like, oh my God, they're like, these guys are legit. Like, it's not a movie. It's, like, based on reality.
Well, I got to say, when I've seen you come to the... When I first... Actually, it was probably when I was first. Now I'm used to seeing a car show dressed up. When I first saw you come to a car show dressed up, it's one thing to fashion your car after the movie. Mm-hmm. It's another thing to show up in costume, I think. So you do that. But I could understand how in the summer that might get a little hot and totally understandable. So now, where can people find you if you want to join up? Is it just the Facebook,
River Valley? Yes, it's just the Facebook right now.
Okay, and then they just send you a message and say, hey, I would like to meet up, join, whatever it is, and they can just get a hold of you. That simple.
Yep, and then we'll probably start putting out our list of appearances.
And then what's the first appearance? Is it the Ecto Cruise first?
Yes.
And the date, again, say that again for everyone.
It's June
6th through the 8th.
And you're meeting up where?
All throughout Baraboo and Wisconsin Dells.
But the first place is where, Savannah?
Al Ringling.
Al Ringling Brewing.
Yep.
Well.
Yep.
Noah's Ark Water Park.
Oh, I guess that is.
Because we are going to be
chilling.
Well,
I don't really want to meet. I don't want to be like, hey.
Because you want to be like.
In my swimsuit.
If you want to see Savannah in her swimsuit and me in my swimsuit, sure. You
know, sure, show up there.
Might be a little awkward.
That's okay.
Let's do the brewery.
Do the brewery.
You want to see me topless? Absolutely. Go for your thing.
Doug, we want to all see you topless. Rip that shirt off.
You want to see a sweater under this shirt? Go for it.
Well, both Savannah and Doug, I want to thank you guys for coming in today and shedding some light on not only just a fun group to be with, but also you're raising money every year for a different cause. And then also, if we want to come up to Wabashaw, go to the Anderson House Hotel and maybe get spooked a little bit this fall, that's where we should also come and see you guys.
You definitely should. I see that you have a speakeasy, Born and Brewed.
Sure do. Yep, that's my my riding group for my motorcycle club.
We
which
have
is,
a speakeasy there.
What?
Yeah.
I've just learned about this?
We will just have to.
I will just come there and
you
I'll figure it out.
You may just need to have an episode about that.
I love speakeasies.
See, he's trying to wrap up the show, and you're over
here. I'm just telling him.
That's okay, because at the Anderson House Hotel, there's a speakeasy there, and I will be coming there because I got to figure out where it's at for one, and for two, I just got to be there. Do you have any patches to put on there?
No, but we can make some.
We needed the speakeasy Anderson House Hotel patch. I know we're getting off the topic, but that's okay. Because I love a good old-fashioned speakeasy.
I've been looking at it all day.
Yeah, that's
me and Mom are here looking at the Roku screen, seeing Ghostbuster Firehouse. And you're like...
This is off camera so that people can't see. Well, yeah, and that's the thing. Like, I have my own little riding club, quote unquote. We're not a gang member by any user. We just like to go and have some beers at breweries, like the Owl Wrangling, except for they didn't have a patch there, unfortunately. So we get a patch, and if we find a place, we just stick it on our motorcycle vest, and we just ride around. We're just a fun group, but
nice.
Yeah. Well, again, I want to thank you guys for coming on in. This has been so much fun to learn more about what I've seen you been doing, and I've seen you guys on Facebook with the Ghostbusters crew. So for those who are listening right now, I will tag in the show notes so people can click right onto your link. You guys can become part of the River Valley Ghostbusters crew. You don't have to be a huge fanatic, or you can be just as big of a fanatic as them to join. It's really just about fun and fellowship, it sounds like to me, mm-hmm. and also raise money every year for maybe a good cause, like mm-hmm. this year is the Baraboo Children's Museum.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And for those who are listening to the Brews and Crews, as you can see on the screen behind me, or if you're listening, don't forget to like, share, subscribe, and five-star this podcast. It does help the algorithm to get people to see the Brews and Crews podcast. Again, I want to thank Doug, Savannah for coming in here today, and I want to give them a big shout out and a big cheers. We'll see you next week. Cheers.